Praise the Lord.
Thy nature.
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him.
我们来到他的殿中，奉他的名聚集，一起来敬拜他。
Let us worship him.
我们一起来敬拜他。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Oh Jesus, we welcome you.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们欢迎你。
We welcome you into every home.
在每一个家中，我们欢迎你。
Into every heart.
你来进入每一颗心中。
We believe you, Jesus.
我们信靠你。
In you, there is no distance.
在你里面没有空间的距离。
There is no separation.
没有分开这件事情。
We can enter into your presence together.
我们可以一起来进入你的同在里。
And you said where there's two or three gathered in your name, there you are in the midst.
因为你应许我们，凡是有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就要在我们中间。
We want to hear from you, Jesus.
我们渴望亲耳来听见你。
We offer you our love.
我们把我们的爱也献在你的面前。
We offer you our hearts.
我们把我们的心也献给你。
And we pray that you take control of our thoughts.
我们也向你祷告，愿你来掌管我们的思绪。
That we will be centered on you.
我们会来以你为中心。
We will see you as Isaiah did, high and lifted up.
我们可以像以赛亚那样子来看见主高高在上。
And your train filled the temple.
你的衣裳下垂，充满这个殿。
We want you to fill our temples.
我们愿意你来充满我们这个身体，我们的殿。
Not just the room where we are, but our very being.
不是只是在我们所在的房子里，而是我们的全人就是你的殿。
You have told us in your word that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
愿你告诉我们，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
Come, Holy Spirit.
哦，圣灵，愿你来。
Fill our temples with your spirit.
让我们这个殿被你的灵所充满。
We give you glory.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give you praise.
我们把赞美归给你。
We thank you that you always hear our cry.
我们谢谢你，因为你总是听我们向你的呼求。
And we believe you for everyone here.
我为着每一位学员来祷告，来相信你。
That we will see Jesus this morning.
就是今天，不管早晨或是晚上，我们可以看见你，主耶稣。
In plain view.
能够很没有遮掩的、敞开的来看见你。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主，赞美主。
赞美主。
Glory to the Lord. Good morning, dear friends.
大家早，或是大家晚安。
I think it's evening for you. Good evening.
在亚洲的学员你们晚安。
It's morning for me.
在我现在的地方，现在是早晨。
We're so glad that Jesus has promised if just two or three of us come together in his name, he is in our midst.
我是这么的高兴，因为主耶稣确实的应许我们，当我们两三个人奉他的名聚集，他就在我们的中间。
What do you think Jesus would say to us if we could see him this evening?
你可以想象，如果主耶稣他在肉身中向我们出现的话，你想他会向我们说什么呢？
I believe he would say the same thing to us that he said to the disciples after his resurrection.
我相信他会向我们说同样的话，就是他复活以后他向门徒们所说的。
These are the words he spoke, peace be to you.
他复活以后他向门徒一开始他向他们说什么呢？愿你们平安。
Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 20.
我们一起翻到约翰福音第二十章。
That's after the resurrection.
这是主耶稣复活以后。
And the disciples were all afraid.
那些门徒们，他们都惧怕。
They didn't know what was going to happen next.
因为他们不知道接下来会发生什么事情。
They were behind closed doors for fear of the Jews.
他们聚集躲在一个屋子里面，因为他们惧怕犹太人。
And maybe you are in behind closed doors too.
也许你们现在也是被关在家里。
For fear of the virus.
可是你们怕的是这个病毒。
But Jesus walks right through the door.
可是主耶稣直接的进到那个关起来的门，关起来的屋子里。
Peace to us the way he spoke to the disciples.
他也向我们说，他向门徒说的同样的话。
In John's Gospel, chapter 20, verse 19, that same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, Peace be with you.
第十九节，那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
Would you read 21 and 26?
那我们继续看到第二十一节，耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”第二十六节，过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”
Oh, how wonderful to hear Jesus say it over and over to them, "Peace be to you."
哦，是这么的奇妙，主耶稣一再的重复的告诉他们：“愿你们平安。”
Before he went to the cross, he told them, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace."
在主耶稣上十字架之前，他告诉他们说：“这些事我已经预先告诉你们了，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。”
In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
你们在这世上有苦难，但是你们可以放心，因为我已经胜了这个世界。
We may relate to the disciples in our world of turmoil and unrest and uncertainty.
在我们今天这么混乱、这么不安、彷徨、不确定一个世界上，我们也许可以明白门徒当时的心情。
But let us hear our Savior's voice speaking, "Peace, be still," as we come into His presence.
可是当我们来到他的同在里面，愿意我们每一个人，我们都来听见我们的救主向我们说：“愿你们平安，你们要安静。”
He himself is our peace.
他自己就是我们的平安。
That's what Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians. Jesus Christ himself is our peace.
这是在以弗所书的这啊，保罗讲到，因他是我们的平安。
And the peace he gives us, no one can take it away.
主所给我们的平安，没有人能够夺去。
No circumstances.
没有什么环境可以夺去。
No trouble.
没有什么困难可以夺去。
He said, "Just remember, I told you there's going to be tribulation."
记得主耶稣讲的，我已经预先告诉你，你们在世上会有苦难。
But I want you to stay in peace because I've overcome the world.
可是我要你们停留在我的平安里面，因为我已经胜了这个世界。
Our Jesus is in control.
我们的主耶稣，他是那位掌权者。
Paul says in his last letter to Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear.
保罗在他最后写给提摩太的书信，他说：“神给我们的不是一个胆怯的心，或是胆怯的灵。
He's given us the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind.
他给我们的是一个刚强、仁爱和谨守的心。
Well, if God didn't give us a spirit of fear, where did it come from?
如果这个胆怯的灵或是胆怯的心不是神给我们的，那是从哪里来的呢？
It came from the enemy of our soul.
是我们灵魂的敌人所给我们的。
He is wanting to have us tremble in fear of him and his doings.
仇敌要我们在里面来惧怕他，来害怕他所要做的事情。
That's why we need to get alone with Jesus. Take a look at Jesus. Remember, he is on the throne.
这就是为什么我们需要单独来到主耶稣的面前，因为他是那位掌权，他是控制一切的主宰。
He's interceding for us before the Father.
他今天也在父面前为我们代求。
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah, 荣耀归给羔羊。
He told us when he left, he said, I'm going to give you another helper.
他告诉我们，我去了，我就要给你们另外一位保惠师或是帮助者。
The Holy Spirit is hovering over us.
圣灵就在我们中间运行。
He is working to prepare us for the coming of the Lord.
他在为着主耶稣第二次再来来预备我们。
Even now, Jesus waits for his Father's direction to come for his bride.
即便在今天，主耶稣也在那里等候父的指示，何时他要再来。
You remember Jesus said, "No man knows the day or the hour."
我们记得主耶稣告诉我们，那日子、那时辰，没有人知道。
Only the Father knows.
唯有父知道。
And the Father gives the direction to Jesus sitting by his right hand and says, Go for your bride.
父神也在等着要指示坐在他旁边的主耶稣，告诉他等到时候来到的时候，说你去为着你的心腹。
Don't you want to be in that number?
大家想不想在那些主耶稣来迎娶的行列里面呢？
The book of Revelation, we read, those who have come out of great tribulation, their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, they are his bride.
在启示录那里告诉我们，那些从大患难里面出来，曾用羔羊的血把自己的衣裳洗得白净的那一批人。
Oh, will we be ready?
Oh, 我们预备好了没有？
I want to be ready, don't you?
我希望我是在那预备好的行列，你不是这样也希望吗？
Amen.
Amen.
But these are the days of preparation.
这些日子就是预备的日子。
In the United States, some people are preparing extra supplies in case there was a difficult shortage ahead.
在我们住的美国这边，有一些人他们开始囤积一些物资，预备将来他们预期会有一个短缺。
Some friends of mine said, "Oh, we have to buy extra groceries. Be prepared if there's no food."
我有一些朋友，他告诉我，哦，他现在需要买更多的粮食，万一到时候食物不够的话。
And there are many ministers that are telling you to do that too. Get prepared. Get prepared for difficult tribulation days.
有一些传道人他也教导他的会众，你们要预备啊，预备那些困难的日子来临。
But my question that comes to me is the Church of Jesus Christ preparing for the coming of the bridegroom?
可是我要问这个问题。到底神的教会是不是为着主耶稣的再来已经预备好了呢？
Are we sure our garments are without spot or wrinkle?
我们是不是确定我们的衣裳是洁白没有玷污的呢？
Are we seeking to run after him?
我们是不是一直的在追求快跑的跟随他呢？
To take all the time and the energy that we have longing to be changed into his image from glory to glory.
我们是不是里面有一个深的渴望，我们愿意花时间和精力来花时间在他的面前，好叫我们能够被他改变，荣上加荣呢？
That's why Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit as our helper.
这就是为什么主耶稣把圣灵赐给我们，做我们的帮助。
The Holy Spirit comes to convict us.
圣灵来了，就要叫我们自己责备自己。
He comes to check our hearts when we say the wrong word.
他来教来提醒我们，当我们说错话的时候。
He wants us to walk carefully before the Lord.
他要我们很留意的活在主的面前。
And the Holy Spirit knows what pleases the Lord Jesus.
圣灵知道什么样子可以讨主耶稣的喜悦。
So he's here to help us.
所以他在这里来帮助我们。
And as we read in Corinthians, that by beholding the Lord Jesus, we're changed from glory to glory.
哥林多后书那边告诉我们，当我们敞着脸来借注视主的时候，我们就被改变，成为主的形状，荣上加荣。
How we need to be changed.
哦，我们何等需要被改变呢？
Recently, I've been dealing with the Lord. Change me, Jesus. Change me.
最近我一直跟主有一个交易。我跟主说，主啊，你要来改变我，你要来改变我。
Sometimes my relatives will complain about me or talk about me, and I get hurt.
曾经有我的亲人，有一些人他们会来批评我、论断我。那我当我听见的时候，难免我的心就好像受伤一样。
I said, "Oh Lord, help me to learn not to be offended."
在那样子的时候，我就会跟主说：“主啊，你帮助我，让我不受这些批评来影响。
”Help me to listen. Maybe they speak truth.
也帮助我有一个受教的心，也许他们的批评是对的。
Maybe I need the correction.
也许我就是需要这些指正。
And is there something you want to change in me?
在我里面有什么是你想要来改变的吗？
And the change takes place as we sit in his presence.
当我们这样子来坐在他的同在里面的时候，这个改变就要发生。
I woke up early this morning, about 2:30.
今天早上我大概3:30的时候就醒过来。
I thought, oh, maybe I need to have time with Jesus, and it was wonderful to be in his presence.
在我心里就说，也许我该花时间在主的面前，确实，能够在主的同在里面是美好的。
Oh, Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Spirit burn off all the dross.
主耶稣，愿那圣灵的火能够烧去我里面的悲情下品。
Set me free that I may run after you.
能够来释放我，好叫我可以自由的快跑跟随你。
You may know that Pastor Chow asked us to teach on the humility of Christ Jesus.
周牧师要我再来教导谦卑这个功课，主耶稣的谦卑。
Yes, that's the characteristic that Jesus is looking for in his bride.
是的，谦卑就是主耶稣在他的心腹上面要寻找的一个特质。
He wants her to be changed into his own image.
他要我们能够被改变成为他的形状。
When a man is looking for a wife, he wants her to be of the same spirit as he is.
当一个人要找配偶的时候，他想找一个跟他有一个同样的心智、同样的灵的对象。
If she's of a different spirit, they don't get along very well.
因为如果他这个要找的对象跟他没有同一个心智、同一个灵，他们就不会相处得好。
That's so important that we have someone that we live with that loves Jesus and we love Jesus. We're of the same spirit.
所以在一个家里面，一个人爱耶稣，那他的配偶也爱耶稣，这是何等要紧一件事啊！
What is the spirit that possessed Jesus?
那我们要问，到底在基督里面那个主要的那样子的心，那样的灵是什么样子的心呢？
It was the spirit of humility.
那是一个谦卑的灵。
Ephesians chapter 2, we've read many times.
以弗所书第二章我们读过很多遍。
Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus.
Philippians, I believe, right? Yeah, 所以是在腓立比书那边说你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
Even though he was in the form of God, he made himself of no reputation.
他本有神的形象，不以与神强夺，与神同等为强夺的。
Bondservant, he came in the likeness of a man.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
I'm sure you're familiar with that passage.
我相信大家对这段经文都很熟悉。
He took upon him the form of a servant.
他取了奴仆的样子。
A bondservant.
一个奴隶的样子。
A bondservant is a willing servant.
一个主爱的奴仆是一个自愿做奴仆的。
They're not a servant because they have to be one. They choose to be one.
这样子的爱的奴仆，他不是那些不得不做奴仆的人，是他们自己选择要服侍主的这群人。
And he humbled himself.
他自己虚己。
And became obedient even to the death of the cross.
他自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，就死在十字架上。
Jesus became a servant.
主耶稣自己成了那个奴仆。
To do the Father's will.
来成全父的旨意。
He was not his own person. He was an empty vessel.
他不是他自己要做什么，而是他是一个倒空的器皿。
He emptied himself.
他反倒虚己。
Of a selfish way.
他那些自私的。
He denied himself. We don't hear much about him for 30 years from his youth till he was 12.
他舍己。我们在福音书里面，我们没有读到太多主耶稣早年的事情，除了有一次在他十二岁的时候，福音书有一些记载。
He was the Son of God, and yet we don't hear anything about him. He was hidden.
他是神的儿子，可是在他大前面的生活里面，我们都没有听到关于他的记载，他是那个隐藏的。
And then we find out his ministry was only 3.5 years.
当他出来公开侍奉的时候，那只是持续了三年半。
Oh, that came so clear to me recently that 10 times as many years was he in hiding to compared to being in ministry.
所以这件事情就打动我的心，因为他花了10倍的时间过一个隐藏不为人知的生活，然后在3年半他才出来公开的侍奉。
He came only to do the Father's will.
他只想做父的旨意。
Oh, how I love him.
我多么的爱这样子的耶稣啊。
You know that textbook that Pastor refers us to is Andrew Murray's study on humility.
周牧师要我们大家留心的去读穆安德烈的谦卑那本书。
And Andrew Murray tells us that nowhere is the inner life of Jesus so clear as in the Gospel of John.
穆安德烈教导我们约翰福音是最能够说出 能够表现出主耶稣他内在生命、内在生活的一本书。
And I've been reading the last few weeks in the Gospel of John. I've been reading it over and over because of this lesson.
当我这次要准备这次的课程的时候，过去几个礼拜我一直反复的在读《约翰福音》这本书。
I discovered in chapter 5 of John, 3 times Jesus says these words.
那我发现在约翰福音第五章，主耶稣重复讲一句话，讲了三次。
John 5, verse 19, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do.
第十九节，耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么。
And in verse 30, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me.
第三十节，我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判。我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
Hallelujah. And again, in verse 41, I receive not honor from men.
在第四十一节，我不受从人来的荣耀。
It's so wonderful to have the word penetrate our hearts.
当神的话能够刺透我们的心的时候，那是何等好的一件事啊。
In chapter 6, he says, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
那主耶稣在第六章讲到，我从天降下来，不是要行我的旨意，乃是要行那差我来者的旨意。
And then in chapter 7 of John, he says, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me.
那在第七章那边他讲到，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。
And in verse 28, I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true.
那第二十八节后面他讲到，我来并不是由于自己，但那差我来的是真的。
And again in chapter 8, we have 3 times when he's saying,I do nothing of myself.
那我们再翻到第八章，有三次他讲到，我只凭着自己不能做什么。
But as my father taught me, I speak these things.
父怎么样教导我，我就说这些话。
When we come to chapter 14, he says, the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
那第十四章那边讲到，你们所听的这些话不是出于我自己的，乃是父所指示的、所说的。
As we read these verses, we come to realize humility is the simple consent to let God be all.
当我们读这些经节的时候，我们就发现谦卑单单的就是这件事情，就是我们完全的同意也降服，让神来成为一切。
And we do that by surrendering self in obedience to his working alone.
我们怎么样能够拥有达到这个谦卑，唯有借着我们的降卑降服我们自己的旨意，降服在他所要做的。
We are not able to separate Jesus' humility from Jesus' obedience.
我们没有办法把主耶稣的谦卑跟主耶稣的顺服这两件事情分开。
Jesus was always honoring his Father.
主耶稣他一直就是要荣耀父神。
He was always seeking his Father's will.
他是一直的在寻求父的旨意。
He spent time alone with him.
他单独的与父来相处。
Waiting for his instruction.
等候父的指示。
To know what his father's will was.
好叫他能够寻求明白父的意思。
That's what we need to do.
这也是我们需要做的。
Especially if we are in leadership.
特别我们中间有人是做领袖的。
We need to spend that time alone.
我们需要花时间单独的与神关锁。
And you say, well, I'm not a minister. Well, are you a father or mother?
也许当中有人，你们会说，哦，我不是传道人啊。那我问你，你是不是父亲，做父亲或是做母亲的呢？
Or a husband?
或是你是做丈夫的？
You're in leadership.
你就是一个带头的。
And you need time alone to receive instructions from Jesus.
你就需要单独的花时间与神在一起，好叫你能够明白他的旨意。
To know his will.
来知道他要你做什么。
I have some verses more to read to you from Luke's gospel. This is about Jesus seeking his father's will.
我想跟大家读一些经文，关于主耶稣他怎么样子来寻求父的旨意。
Looking at Luke chapter 6.
我们先翻到路加福音第六章。
There's two verses there. Would you read them? It's 12 and 13. 之前。
我们读第十二节还有第十三节。那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。第十三节，到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。
Jesus spent all night in prayer before he chose his 12 disciples.
主耶稣在那里整夜祷告神，好叫他可以拣选这十二个门徒。
He didn't even choose on his own who would be his assistant.
主耶稣要找他的门徒，找他的帮手，他也不用不求不用自己的意思来找。
And when it became daytime, then he knew who they should be, even Judas.
到了天亮，他知道这十二个人是谁，甚至是他其中一个是犹大。
Now, if I were choosing my students.I don't think I would choose a Judas.
如果我自己要来拣选门徒的话，我不觉得我会选像犹大那样子的人。
So Jesus spent that whole night, all night it says, in prayer.
主耶稣在这边告诉我们，他整夜在那里祷告。
And then in the morning he chose who they should be.
到了天亮，他就拣选十二个人。Hallelujah.
And then if we turn to Mark's Gospel, chapter 1.
我们再翻到马可福音第一章。
This is chapter 1 and we come to verse 21.
我们来看第二十一节。
This is the healing of the unclean spirit. He was bound with a demon.
在这边他赶出了一个不洁净一个污鬼。
The spirit, that evil spirit, recognized that Jesus was the Holy One of God.
知道连污鬼都认出他是那神的圣者。
Jesus rebuked him, said, "Be quiet."
耶稣责备他说，不要作声。
And come out of him.
从这人身上出来吧。
And he did.
污鬼就出来了。
And the people were so amazed.
哦，众人都惊讶。
Would you read verse 28?
第二十八节，耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。
And then again, in the evening, when the sun was setting,
那我们看到接下来，天晚日落的时候
，They brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon possessed.
有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的。
The whole city was gathered together at the door.
来到耶稣跟前，合成的人都聚集在门前。
Well, they saw it happen once, and so they went out and gathered everybody that was demon-possessed and brought them to Jesus for deliverance.
早先他们看到主耶稣赶了一个污鬼，所以他们现在把所有他们知道的被鬼附的都带到耶稣面前了。
And Jesus prayed for them and healed them.
耶稣在那里就治好了这些人，赶出这些鬼。
He didn't allow the demons to speak because they knew him.
他也不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
They could have advertised that Jesus was the Son of God.
因为他们会跟大家来宣传，哦，主耶稣是那神的儿子。
But he didn't allow him to speak that.
可是主耶稣不许这些污鬼来说。
Would you read verse 35 through 38?
那我们继续看下去35节到38节。次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。西门和同伴追了他去，遇见了就对他说，众人都找你。耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。
Now many ministers, if they had had such a wonderful experience of seeing demons cast out and healings taking place, they wouldn't be ready to leave.
直到今天，很多的主的服侍主的人，当他们神借着他们来赶一些鬼，来医治很多病人的时候，他们不会马上想到他要到别的地方去。
But we see what Jesus did after this happened. He got up early in the morning to ask his father what to do.
可是在这边我们读到，当主耶稣做了这些神迹以后，他次日早晨天未亮的时候，他就起来到旷野去，在那里祷告，来问父到底要他做什么。
And his disciples said, we gotta stay here.
他的门徒也许都在想，我们要继续在这里我们的事工啊。
But he knew his father's will, they had to leave.
可是主耶稣知道父的旨意要他们离开那里。
So Jesus knew when to go and when to leave.
所以主耶稣他知道什么时候该启程，什么时候该离开。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was obedient to his father's will.
他就是这么样子的顺服父的旨意。
Let's go back to John's Gospel, chapter 6.
我们再回到约翰福音第六章。
This is that wonderful story of how Jesus fed the 5,000.
在这里我们读到耶稣他喂饱五千人的故事。
And they only had 2 small fish and 5 barley loaves.
本来他们只有五个饼，两条鱼。
Wonderful miracle.
可是主行了一件大的神迹。
And they took up 12 baskets afterwards.
记得他们收拾剩下的零碎，装满了十二个篮子。
They said, "This is a prophet."
他们说，哇哦，这个是将要来的先知。
Would you read verse 15?
来，我们读第十五节。耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他作王，就独自又退到山上去了。
There is our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主。
Instead of being a king, he has departs to pray.
当人要来强逼他做王的时候，他却退到山上去祷告。
That's what the devil tempted him in the wilderness to be king.
你记得主耶稣在旷野受魔鬼的试探的时候，魔鬼也一样的试探他要做王。
All he had to do was bow down to the devil.
你只要向我下拜。这一切都归给你。
But Jesus knew it was not the Father's way.
可是主耶稣知道这不是父的方式。
He knew they wanted to make him king in this, at this time because he fed them.
在这个第六章这里，主耶稣知道众人要来强逼他做王，因为他喂饱了他们。
But he leaves.
可是他离开了。
And there's another grand miracle in the 11th chapter of John. This is when Lazarus was raised from the dead.
那我们再继续翻到第十一章，在那里主又行了一个大的神迹，就是叫拉撒路从死里复活。
The Bible tells us that because of this Lazarus being raised from the dead, many began to believe in Jesus.
我们记得在那一章后来讲到，有许多人因着拉撒路的缘故信了耶稣。
Will you read to us John 11:54?
我们看到第54节， 所以耶稣不再显然行在犹太人中间，就离开那里，往靠近旷野的地方去，到了一座城，名叫以法莲，就在那里和门徒同住。
This is right before Jesus goes to the cross.
这是在主耶稣上十字架之前。
And this is the time when he goes out near the wilderness to the town of Ephraim. It's just a little village.
这边告诉我们，他离开那里，往靠近旷野的地方去，到了一座城，名叫以法莲，那是一个很偏僻的地方。
And there he remained with the disciples.
他在那里和门徒同住。
He wanted to be prepared for what the Father wanted him to do to go to the cross.
他想更多的预备，因为父要他去十字架。
He knew what it was going to be like to face the cross.
他知道在十字架上会发生什么事。
And he wanted to be alone with his Father for instructions.
可是他心里面，他知道他需要单独的跟父来相处。
That's why I say, when we study the humility of Christ, we see so carefully the obedience of Christ.
这就是为什么我在强调，当我们来读关于主耶稣谦卑的时候，我们看到的就是主耶稣的顺服。
God works through empty vessels.
神是借着倒空的器皿来做工的。
That's why Jesus emptied himself.
这就是为什么主耶稣他虚己。
To do the Father's will.
好叫他能够行父的旨意。
An empty vessel realizes that they have nothing but what they receive.
一个倒空的器皿知道他没有什么不是领受的。
And that's why they wait on him, wait on God for his plan and will.
这就是这样子的器皿，他们会在那里等候主来明白神的旨意。
When I think of Pastor Chow's main subject and favorite message, it's waiting on God.
所以当我想到周牧师他最喜欢的一个话题，其实像传讲的就是安静等候神。
He wants us to learn how to get alone with God, to wait in His presence.
他要我们来学习怎么样子的与神独处，在他的同在里面来等候他。
Because it's there we get our instructions from the Holy Spirit.
因为就是那样子的时候，我们可以从圣灵得着启示。
We open the Bible and we see what God wants us to do.
我们打开神的话语的时候，我们就可以得着神要我们所做的。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to work it in our lives.
我们也在那里向神，向圣灵祈求，让他来做工在我们的生命里。
Waiting on the Lord is not just falling asleep or enjoying the peace of His presence.
等候神不是在那里等到睡着，或是只是单单的享受他的同在。
We're waiting for the Holy Spirit to work in us, to change us.
我们在那边等候，我们也是在等候圣灵来改变我们这个人。
To cleanse our wedding garment.
来让我们的新娘礼服得以被洗净。
To correct our actions in the daily life.
在我们每天的生活里面，他可以来矫正我们。
Some people say, well, I love God.
有些人他说，哦，我爱神啊。
What do you love your co-worker?
那我问你，你爱你的同工吗？
Do you love your husband?
你爱你的丈夫吗？
Do you love your students?
你爱你的学生吗？
Yes, the daily life is our testing ground.
是的，我们每一天日常的生活就是一个训练场，就是一个试验的地方。
That's where we prove, are we truly servants of the Lord Jesus Christ?
这是我们一个证明，一个来证明我们是不是真真实实的是主的仆人。
Are we the empty vessel he wants us to be to pour out the love of Christ?
我们是不是真是那个倒空的器皿，好叫主耶稣可以来借着我们，也从我们身上流露？
We're to present ourselves to him the way he presented himself to the Father.
我们岂不当将自己献上，就像他把他自己献在父的面前吗？
And to do that, we need to have those times alone too. Find out God's will.
我们唯有花时间在神面前来寻求他的旨意，我们才有可能过一个这样活祭的生活。
We must continue to be poor and hungry before the Lord.
我们必须持续的有一个谦卑的一个虚心，一个渴慕来让神来充满。
Never to feel we know how or we can do it on our own.
永远不要让这样的意念来影响我们，以为我们知道了，以为我们能够做什么了。
Instead, we're called to come down low at the feet of Jesus and allow him to be the one.
事实上，主要我们更多的卑下，更多的低伏，好叫他可以成为那一切。
Jesus was always saying, my Father is the one.
主耶稣一直都告诉我们，我的父才是那一位。
And that's what we're to say, Jesus is the one.
这也是我们所当说的，主耶稣啊，唯独你，你才是那一位。
But God opens our eyes to see ourselves the way we really are.
哦，当神来开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看清楚我们自己，好像他看见我们一样。
That's when we need to repent.
那也是我们需要悔改的时候。
They change me, Jesus.
哦，能够被主耶稣来改变。
Oh, some people think we're going to be changed when we see Jesus, and the scripture says that.
有些人他们一直盼望，哦，当主若显现，我必要像他，所以他们一直等着那一日主回来的日子。
But he desires to change his bride now.
可是你知道吗？主耶稣他今天他也渴望来改变他的心腹。
He wants the vessel to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他要我们被圣灵来充满。
So that when he comes, he has been changed from glory to glory into his image right here and now.
所以当主耶稣回来的时候，他的心腹已经被改变了，已经装备好了，装饰好了。
And the greatest deliverance we can ever have is to be set free from our pride.
我们所能够经历最大的释放，就是从我们的骄傲里面被释放出来。
We must be aware of this to our dying day.
我们需要非常的留意这件事情。
These are the most profitable times in our lives to see our own nothingness.
这是一个非常关键，也是一个机会的时刻，让我们可以察觉，能够真的认识到我们的无有，一无所事。
And then we allow God to be the one who ministers through us.
好叫我们能够容让神成为那一位借着我们来服侍的。
If the disciples could have done it on their own,
门徒以为他们自己可以做。
But they couldn't do it. We look at the disciples in the New Testament and we see how they're arguing with one another.
可是我们知道门徒们靠着自己他们不能做，我们从福音书就看到他们怎么样子彼此争论谁伟大。
How they wanted to be superior to one another.
他们想要比别人还高。
They wanted to be the one that sat at Jesus' right hand.
他们在那边争谁要坐在耶稣的右边和左边。
They didn't understand.
他们不明白。
That they...couldn't make it on their own.
他们没有办法靠着自己来达到。
Peter had that revelation when he denied the Lord three times.
彼得当他三次否认主的时候，他真是得着一个开启。
God allowed him to see himself the way he really was.
在那里，神容许彼得很清楚的看见他真实的自己，好像神怎么样看见他。
And God allows situations in our lives, circumstances that will convince us of our need.
神今天也在我们的生活，在我们各样的环境里面来显明，来做工，好叫我们能够真的被说服这个真理。
Jesus didn't leave Peter in that situation.
主没有把彼得留在那个懊悔的光景里。
When he went out and wept bitter tears,
当彼得他出去痛哭的时候，
he was repenting.
他在那里悔改，痛悔。
He could say like Paul, "Oh, wretched man that I am."
好像他就像保罗一样的呼喊，哦，谁能够救我？我这个可怜的人呢？
And then Jesus promised, I'm going to put my own spirit in you.
可是主耶稣的应许，我要将我的灵赐给你。
There's the escape from our pride.
这条路就是我们可以逃往、脱离我们骄傲的路，逃往主的路。
To be filled with the spirit that possessed the Lord Jesus Christ.
能够被那充满主耶稣的那个灵来充满。
And you know very well, that's a spirit of love and joy and peace.
你知道，就是那个爱的灵、喜乐的灵、那个平安的灵、
long-suffering and gentleness.
那个忍耐的灵、那一个温柔的灵。
And honor preferring one another.
我们可以个人看别人比自己强。
It's the humble spirit of Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣那个谦卑的灵。
Thank the Lord that he's still waiting to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
感谢主，他今天一样的渴望，也等候着要用他的灵来充满我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wants to be the one.
他要成为那一位，我们生命中的那一位。
The spirit that possessed Christ was humility at every turn.
那掌管主耶稣的那个灵，就是一个谦卑的灵，在每一方每一面。
He was that empty vessel that God could use to work out his plan of redemption.
主耶稣就是那个倒空的器皿，神可以在各样的事上自由地使用他，叫他成就拯救恩。
Recently, I've been hearing my husband say one of his favorite verses is John 14:6.
最近我的先生告诉我，他最喜欢的一节经文是在约翰福音第十四章。
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light.
应该是十二章，在那边讲到主耶稣，他就是道路、真理、生命。
My husband likes that verse.
我的先生很喜欢那一节。
I said, well, we've known that verse a long time.
我们就说，对，十四章，我们就说，哦，我们这节经文，我们很早以前就读过啦。
Oh, but it became so real to me this last week. Jesus is the way.To obtain humility.
可是就是这过去的这个礼拜，主耶稣让我这么清楚地看见，这约翰福音十四章第六节那里，主耶稣就是那个道路，能够到达谦卑的那个道路。
Jesus is the truth of what humility is like that pleases the Father.
主耶稣也是那个谦卑的真理，向我们显明到底什么能够真正的讨父的喜悦。
It's the life of humility that waits to indwell us.
主耶稣也是那个谦卑的生命，这样子的生命今天住在我们里面。
We can't think of humility without thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们没有办法想到谦卑而不把它连在主耶稣身上。
The opposite is true. Whenever we behold him,We see him in his humility.
每一次当我们敞着脸来注视他，我们就看见主耶稣在他的谦卑里面。
Shall we not look up in faith that God has provided a way of escape from the power of pride and self-righteousness?
我们是不是该起来信靠主，知道他为我们已经提供了一条脱离我们的自义、脱离我们骄傲的一条路呢？
He's the one who desires to free us from all self-exaltation.
他就是那一位可以也渴望来释放我们在我们一切里面的自高自义。
Let us find once again our place at the feet of his cross.
让我们再次在他十字架的脚前找到我们的位置。
Let's plead with him to do for us what he did for Peter and Paul.
我们在他的脚前，我们向他求他怎么样坐在彼得、坐在保罗身上，他也照样的坐在我们身上。
We need to spend time alone with him and ask him to show us our need to come down low at his feet.
让我们花时间单独的在他面前，让他来向我们显明我们大最大的需要，好叫我们能够更谦卑。
Even though we may have taught others, there's always the need to examine ourselves.
当中有弟兄姐妹也许是教导别人的，可是你要知道，我们永远都需要在成长，在更多的明白我们的需要。
See if our attitudes, our demands, our words and judgments are pleasing in his sight.
来省察，来看是我们的态度、我们的言语、我们的要求是不是出于主的，是不是是有谦卑的。
As never before, now is the time to draw near to the Lord.
我们今天比以前更加需要来亲近主。
Think of His nature in these days of uncertainty and trial.
能够在这个很不安。试炼的时代里面，能够更多的拥有他的神性，他的一切的本性。
He's working to prepare a bride that is suitable for him.
他今天他就是在预备合他心意的心腹。
That people can tell that we belong to the meek and lowly Lamb of God.
让我们人，我们周围的人可以看到，在我们里面那一位谦卑、那位柔和的神的羔羊。
Oh, hallelujah!
Oh,
hallelujah! Early this morning, a verse came to me from Deuteronomy.
今天早上好像神给我一节经文，是在《生命记》。
It's in chapter 31.
生命记第
，excuse me, chapter 31 of Deuteronomy, and this is just before Moses dies. He's 120 years old.
这是在生命记第三十一章那里，是摩西在他还没有死以前的记载。
And God is using these chapters. I read several of them.
我读了这几章的经文。
To prepare Joshua to take the place of Moses.
我们看到摩西在那里怎么样子来预备约书亚。
I thought this was a great verse. 31 verse 6. You want to read verse 6?
在31章第6节那里，他说，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们。因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
And also verse 8.
那第八节，耶和华必在你前面行，他必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
I thought that was a good verse for us in these days when people's hearts are failing them for fear.
我觉得这几节经文在我们今天许多人的心都因着惧怕而消化的时候，这几节经文何等的重要。
Be strong and of a good courage.
你们当刚强壮胆。
Do not fear or be afraid of them.
不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们。
For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you.
因为耶和华你的神和你同去。
He will not leave you nor forsake you.
他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
That's what Jesus came to proclaim. My Father is the one.
这也是主耶稣的信息，我的父就是那一位。
He's the great one.
他是那位伟大的。
And verse 8, and the Lord, He is the one who goes before you.
第八节，耶和华必在你前面行，他就是那一位。
He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed.
他必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
He's the one, and that's what Jesus proclaimed all through his lifetime. My Father's the one. He's the great one.
神就是那一位，这也是耶稣穷他一生他来宣扬的，就是不是我，是我父，他是那一位，他是那一位伟大的神。
And that is our message to give to people.
这也是我们给我们周围人的信息，主耶稣他是那一位。
Jesus is the one who redeemed me.
主耶稣是那一位救赎了我的。
Jesus, the one who is my righteousness.
主耶稣，他是那一位成为我的义的。
He's the one that can do the job.
他是那一位能够成全诸事的。
Of myself, I can do nothing at all.
我凭着自己，我什么都不能做。
But he's willing to do his will in me and through me.
可是他何等的喜欢来在我身上做，也借着我来做。
Glory to His name.
荣耀归给他的名。
Now we're going to be together next week, but I'll just give you a little highlight of that before I'm going to ask one of our girls to help me. But I just wanted us to take a quick glance at the people in the Bible who wanted to be the one.
下个礼拜的课我想给大家有一个介绍，就是我想大家来留意在圣经里面哪些人物他们想要自己做那一位。
Of course, Satan himself wanted to be the one who was worshipped.
第一个我们知道撒旦他自己想要成为那一位能够得着人敬拜的。
And he breathed that spirit into Eve's ear.
他就把这样子的灵吹在夏娃的耳朵里。
He said, "You'll be like God."
他跟夏娃说，你就能够像神一样。
And when Adam and Eve disobeyed, the very nature of sin entered their heart.
当亚当和夏娃他们悖逆的时候，那个罪就进了人的心。
They have two sons, Cain and Abel.
他们有然后我们看到有亚伯有该隐。
And Cain wanted to be the one that God favored.
该隐他想要成为那一位神所喜悦的。
In jealousy, he killed his brother.
在嫉妒里面他杀了他的弟兄。
Then there was Jacob and Esau.
我们也看到有以扫和雅各。
God had chosen the older brother to serve the younger.But still, the younger brother tried to work out God's plan by deceit and trickery.
虽然神已经预先拣选小的大的要服侍小的，可是我们看到雅各怎么样用自己的诡诈想要来争夺这个位置。
Then we look at Joseph. He was the one his father chose, and he preferred him to be the one.
好像我们也在看到约瑟，他也是他父所拣选的，所喜爱的。他怎么样子，父怎么样，他的父亲怎么样子的喜爱他。
But God could only use Joseph after he learned through much suffering and pain to be an empty vessel in God's hands.
可是神没有办法用约瑟，直到他把约瑟摆在这些苦难里面，来让他被炼净，成为一个倒空的器皿以后，神才可以来使用他。
And when Joseph had the opportunity to stand before Pharaoh, he didn't say, Oh, I can tell you what to do.
当约瑟到法老的面前，他没有跟法老说，哦，我可以告诉你我可以做什么。
No, he said, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer.
他在那边跟法老说，这解梦的事不是在乎我，神必亲自给法老解梦。
The King Saul started out knowing his nothingness, like we often do when we go into ministry.
扫罗王他刚开始的时候，他是看起来很谦卑的，好像我们许多的人，当我们开始进入侍奉的时候，我们一开始也是很谦卑的。
The scripture says, when you were little in your own eyes, the Lord anointed you king.
圣经告诉我们，当你在你眼中，自己眼中看为小的时候，神高你作王。
But because of Saul's lack of obedience and humility, he lost the kingdom.
可是扫罗王，他里面没有那个完全的顺服，也没有那个谦卑，所以他的王国从他手中被夺去。
And out of his jealousy, he attempted to kill David.
在他的嫉妒里面，就生出一个杀害大卫的心。
And this is so important that we recognize this desire to be the one is the opposite of what the Lord Jesus was.
我们何等需要来留意这件事情，我们里面的那个渴望成为那一位，这样子的渴望是完全与主耶稣的谦卑来背道而驰的。
Paul recognized it.
保罗他认识这件事。
And he said, who can deliver me from this body of death?
他呼求说，谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体啊？
The one who waits to deliver is the Lord Jesus Christ.
在等着能够拯救我们，能拯救我们的就是主耶稣，我们的救主。
And then Paul could declare, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
所以保罗他可以宣告说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And he exalted Christ to be the one.
他就这样子来高举主耶稣，说主耶稣你是那一位。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to ask Emma if she'll assist us. Emma, do you have something to share with us?
我们看 Emma 姐妹有没有要跟我们分享一些见证。
谢谢 Masa 牧师。我觉得那个神的同在非常的丰富。
I want to give thanks to Sister Martha. I do sense the abundance of his presence.
我感受到谦卑是这么的圣洁，这么的神圣。
I sense that humility is such a holy matter.
我非常的感动，以至于我在流眼泪。
I was so moved. I'm actually shedding my tears at this moment.
我跟神说，我你这么圣洁，我好像不配来分享这个题目，你不配分享这个谦卑这个题目。
And I told the Lord, Lord, you are too holy. I consider myself unworthy to even share about humility.
但是主在里面鼓励我，只要你渴慕我，相信我，你可以分享。
But as if the Lord is encouraging me that as long as I continue to desire after Him, to hunger and thirst for Him, then I can, by His grace, to share.
Hallelujah.
I thank the Lord He has planted that desire in me for His humility.
既然被安排来今天来分享，我就跟大家分享一点我学习谦卑的心得。
Since I was arranged, assigned to share my testimony, I will share with you some of the things I learned.
我是在十几年前看到穆安德烈《谦卑》这本书。
More than a decade ago, that I read the Andrew Murray's Humility.
那时候我们有一些同工在周牧师的老人公寓里一起学习这本书。
A few of the co-workers back then, we studied this book in the apartment Pastor Chow was living in.
从那个时候我就被谦卑吸引。
Since then, I was very drawn to this topic.
当我看到第一章的时候，他说谦卑是受造者的荣耀。
And it began in chapter 1 when I read, the humility is the glory of the creature.
我就跟神说，我要这个荣耀。
And I said to the Lord, I desire that kind of glory.
所以我很认真的在学习。
So I diligently learned this lesson.
但是我必须承认，在早期我是靠着自己的力量。
But I have to confess, in my early days, I did it through my own strength.
神让我学习谦卑的，就是第一，首先的就是在我自己的家里。
And the first lesson God taught me was within my home.
我有一个先生，四个小孩。
I have my husband and I have four children.
我没有长辈帮忙我。
I don't have older sisters to mentor me.
所以我很多事要自己来学习。
So I have to learn many things on my own.
怎么跟先生相处，怎么尊重他，怎么放下自己的意思，怎么样照着神的心意带领我的孩子。
How to treat my husband, how to honor him, respect him, and how to, according to God's will, raise my children.
在头几年，我觉得自己做得蛮好的。
The first few years, I thought I did a relatively good job.
但是有发生太多的事情，一件一件的发生，让我让我从那个自我的满足里，用自己的力量在追求谦卑里清醒过来。
But afterwards, many events happened. They push me or they awaken me out of my imagination that I could achieve humility with my own strength.
我记得最让我觉得我真的是完全无力，完全不能做的是，我非常有一段时间我非常努力的配合我先生，尽量顺服他，我以为他会越来越好。
There was a period of time I tried my best to do everything I could to please my husband, thinking that by doing that, that he will become better and better.
但是，他并没有变好，在那一段时间，他跟我说他不想活了。
But during that particular period of time, he did not become better. And instead, he even told me that he is tired of living.
那个时候我非常的难过。
I was saddened greatly.
神也光照我，我的难过，在我深层里面的难过是，我对他这么付出，他居然不想活了。我觉得神让我知道我是在求自己的荣耀，我在靠自己的方法要使他越来越好。
But God revealed to me that my sorrow, my contrition actually stems from my frustration that I treated him so well. How can he say that he is tired of living? So I was so frustrated, and that's why I was saddened.
所以我就跟神悔改，我跟神很深的悔改。
When God revealed that to me, I repented deeply before him.
我说主啊，我要回来，我要。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, I want to turn back to you. I want to repent.
Oh, 我要依靠你，我不要求自己的荣耀。
I want to depend on you. All these self-seeking, self-glorifying, I want to get rid of them.
从那一次开始，我真的每一天为我先生祷告。
And since then, I daily intercede, I pray for my husband.
好像为一位神所爱的弟兄祷告那样。
As if I am travailing, interceding for a brother who is the beloved of God. And whenever there's a conflict between him and my children, I would like to be the mediator. I would try my best to support him, to help him.
我从心里面, 为他祷告神跟孩子们的关系, 我放弃用自己的方法, 但是我反而有更多神的引导, 怎么样来帮助他, 还有我的孩子们。
And I gave up my own way, my method of helping him to raise our children. But instead, I just seek the Lord and I got revelation from God and how to be the peacemaker between him and my children.
我的四个孩子每个都不一样，但是我一一为他们祷告，主也给我恩典，让我知道。 怎么样跟他们互动，怎么跟他们沟通？
I have four children. They are all very different. So I have to pray to the Lord. And I thank the Lord. He gave me insight on how to get along with them, how to teach them individually.
我的老大已经上大学了。
My oldest one is in college now.
我很高兴他 我很感谢神，他越跟爸爸的关系越来越好，并且他也会关心家里。
And I'm thankful that he is getting along with my husband better and better, and he began to care about our family too.
我觉得这些都是神做的。
And I knew this is all the Lord's doing.
我就是跟他配合。
And all I need is to cooperate with God.
另外一个学习谦卑的地方就是跟同工们的配合，跟牧师的配合。Another
area I learned humility is when I work together with other co-workers and also with Pastor Chow.
我就学习放下自己的想法。
Learning to lay down my own way.
我学习顺服。
Learn to be obedient.
感谢神，就是在这样的一个方向上，求主继续帮助，他就让我看见每个人身上那个优点，非常的宝贵。
And when I learned to seek that, and I began to see the trait, the merit, the goodness of each co-worker.
每一次亲近主，主就把我里面的埋怨、苦读，还有那个自私，很快的论断，就给拿走了。
And every time I draw near to God, God is working in me. He's taking away my selfishness, my quick to judge, my critical spirit, my selfishness.
每一次。 我跟神悔改，跟神说对不起，他就把他丰富的同在更深的充满。And
every time I come back to the Lord, repented of myself, and He filled me with more of His love.
就是到如今十几年了，我还是会说错话，做错决定。
So till today, it's been more than 10 years, but sometimes I still do the wrong thing. I still say the wrong thing.
不论是对我的先生或我的孩子或对同工牧师们,
either to my husband or my children or to co-workers or to even Pastor Chow.
所以我感谢神，他每一次我悔改，每一次我就使用这个机会，我说主啊，我愿意谦卑顺服，他就更多的充满我。
But I thank the Lord every time, as long as I'm willing to repent. And I told him that I'm willing to come down and to be obedient. And then he would fill me with more of himself.
即便现在还是做得不是很好，但是主他给我另一个恩典，就是他使我常常喜乐。
Even though I'm far from perfect today, but he gives me grace. One of the signs is that he helped me to rejoice always.
Amen.
Amen.
我想到谦卑第十一章，他说谦卑与喜乐这一章的主题。
And it reminded me of the book of humility. Chapter 11 talks about joy and humility.
他这边讲到了一个经文，他说我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我以软弱为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
There he quoted a verse. Paul said, I rejoice in my weakness. Because in my, whenever I am weak, I am strong by the Lord.
跟神说我真的什么都不能做。
And I told the Lord, truly, I can do nothing.
我说主你知道的，因为我尝试过，我失败。
I told him, Lord, you know, I have tried before and I failed.
所以我就现在来到主面前，我就跟主说我的软弱。
So when I come to the Lord today, I will just boast of my weakness.
就帮助我，赐我喜乐。
And he helped me, and then he granted me joy.
Amen. 感谢主。我在读那个马沙牧师的草稿的时候。
And I thank the Lord when I was reading the summary of Sister Martha's sharing.
他讲到，他今天上课有讲到，他讲到说，从约翰福音这些讲耶稣的经文里面。
And I read that she quoting from the book of John and all these verses.
他说让我们了解到谦卑就是很单纯的同意神是一切，并且借着降服自己，让他单单在我们身上工作。
She talked about humility is the consent that we surrender ourselves, that God may be all in all his doings.
我非心里面非常的阿们。
And I amen to that.
我觉得这个谦卑的定义祝福了我。
This definition blessed me greatly.
我觉得我会继续这样做。
And I agree. I said, Lord, I will continue to keep that in heart.
我跟主说，主，我完全同意你是一切。
And I said to the Lord, in full agreement, you are my all.
我要降服自己。
I want to surrender myself.
就让你单单在我身上工作。
So that you yourself can work freely in me.
感谢主，谢谢马沙牧师今天的教导，谢谢大家，我的分享就这样，谢谢。
And I thank the Lord, thank you, Sister Martha, for your sharing, and I end my testimony here. Thank you all.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
Lord.
谢谢你，主。
Hallelujah. There's a little verse that came to me as Emma was speaking.And it says, we lose in the joy of his embrace our stubborn will.
有一个诗歌的其中一节进到我的心里面，当Emma 姐妹刚刚分享的时候，就是我消失在 让他的旨意成就的这个喜乐里面。
When Jesus takes us into his arms and holds us close to his heart,
当主耶稣把我们带到他的心那里，带我们靠近他的心的深处的时候，
then it's easy to surrender our will.
在那样子的位置上，我们会发现我们要顺服他是容易的。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you've been with us this morning.
主耶稣啊，我们为着今天你与我们的同在感谢你。
We honor you as the one.
我们尊崇你，你就是那一位。
We know we have nothing in ourselves.
我们承认我们在我里面，我们一无所有。
We're so dependent on your spirit to fill us.
我们何等的依靠你，因为你的圣灵才能充满我们。
We pray in every group this morning that you will pour out your Holy Spirit.
我们为着每一个小组来祷告，你要倾倒下你的圣灵。
We clearly see our danger.
我们可以看到我们现在所处的危险。
We know we're prone to choose our own way.
我们知道我们的天性，我们何等的喜欢也容易来拣选我们自己的方式和道路。
In our independence, we feel we can do it.
我们何等的习惯，觉得我们自己就可以做，我们不需要你。
We know how.
我们知道该怎么样子来完成。
But oh Jesus, pour out your spirit.
Oh, 主耶稣啊，然而我们求你浇灌你的灵下来。
Help us to make a full surrender.
帮助我们能够完全的降服。
That we may find the joy that Emma has found.
好像我们可以找到艾玛姐妹她找到的那个喜乐。
The joy of surrender.
就是那一个降服里面的喜乐。
The joy of humbling herself before you.
就是那个能够谦卑自己里面生出来的喜乐。
Draw near to us, Lord.
Oh, 愿你来更亲近我们。
For we draw near to you.
主啊，我们可以也更亲近你。
We want to stay in your presence all through the day.
我们渴望一整天都居住在你的同在里。
And whisper our love to you as you whisper your love to us.
向你倾吐我们对你的爱，正如你向我们倾吐你的爱。
We ask it for Jesus' sake.
我们为着主，我们靠着主，我们这样求。
And in your holy name.
在你的圣名里面，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
Such a joy to be with you.
能够跟大家在一起，真是很喜乐。
We'll see you next weekend.
我们下个礼拜再见。
Praise the Lord. Bye-bye.
赞美主。拜拜。